Welcome to www.uniquesoftwaredev.com. If you dream it, we can build it. From whiteboard to app store, we'll build your moonshot. We love to work with people who challenge what's possible, entrepreneurs, community leaders, visionaries and executives. We ask a lot of questions, a whole lot. And we listen even more. We don't build what you initially ask for. We help you redefine and remold your vision into a provenly viable product that's based on data-driven decisions, human-centered design, and innovative technology. At our core, we love working with Fortune 500s, startups and nonprofits in creating amazing digital experiences from conception to deployment. We specialize in mobile apps, web applications, e-commerce and machine learning and data science applications, but have built augmented reality, IoT and 3D printing solutions as well. We are also tremendous advocates for helping to build the next generation of STEM graduates. We have a local presence and a global reach. From our U.S. headquarters in Dallas, Texas to our offices and labs in Los Angeles, Athens, Greece and Karachi, Pakistan, we look to innovatively make this world a better place with each and every product, system, idea, and app we release. We're strategists, technologists, designers, and developers who share a passion for collaboration. We collectively challenge each other to discover elegant solutions and deliver meaningful, substantial and enduring interactive experiences through an understanding of core problems aligned with brand, strategy, and campaign goals. We do this through our design and prototyping process that enables USD to deliver innovative solutions. What we build scales and delivers beyond your expectations. Script languages are just like tools. You need the right one for the job and use them the right way. We are highly skilled technologists across multiple industries that are capable of building any application by helping you to flush out your dreams into a coherent plan of action. Then we deliver it on time and on budget. We're strategists, technologists, designers, and developers who share a passion for over-delivery. We collaborate with each client to choose an approach that will help them achieve their goals and supports problems they have today and those that will pop up in the future. We do this through the intelligent choice of technologies such as programming languages, open source libraries, mobile and cloud platforms and infrastructure that allows USD to focus on innovation. We love open source and support top-level Apache projects. Facebook, Uber, Netflix, Wikipedia, just about all of the world's most successful companies have their roots in open source components that are developed by and for the user community. USD is a proud supporter of several open source projects too, and our clients benefit from these collaborative efforts. For our social network, intelligent learning, and robotics builds, USD implements the same open source components and base algorithms that even the largest industry giants utilize. What this means is that you not only benefit from these projects, you have the DNA to prove it. At USD, our Apache Zookeeper keeps giraffes, ants, falcons, jackrabbits and tomcats all in line and working seamlessly with more advanced projects like Mahout, Hadoop and Spark. We're a Microsoft certified partner and proud of it. The NET stack is strong, rich and robust, with superb tooling and extensive documentation, and you'll be hard-pressed to find a better CAUDA base to handle complex financial, healthcare and B2B transaction environments. USD accelerates NET application development by tapping into our vast library of pre-built assets, reusable frameworks and ready-to-integrate code that we've compiled over years of executing NET projects. Our delivery model can be scaled and tailored to fit both a full lead role or supportive, ensuring that your initiative is on time and on budget. How a 3D printer works. Print bed. The print bed is the surface that your objects are printed onto. Typically, it will consist of a sheet of glass, a heating element, and some kind of surface on top to help the plastic stick. Most print beds are heated in order to prevent the object from warping while it is being printed. Due to thermal contraction, the plastic will shrink slightly as it cools. This causes the object to warp upwards around the edges and peel off the bed. Heated beds keep the bottom of the object warm, in order to prevent this. See also. Enclosure, bed surfaces. Some printers do not have heated beds. This limits them to printing a narrow range of materials, including mainly PLA, the material that is least prone to warping, and sometimes PET. Bed surfaces. The bed surface helps the plastic stick to the bed during printing, but also allows it to be removed easily when printing is done. There are many different kinds of bed surfaces. Most printers will come with some kind of all-purpose surface, like Biltac or PEI film. However, for best results, you will want to use different surfaces depending on the material you are printing. Use this guide for print bed recommendations based on the material. Filament. This is the plastic that's consumed by the printer. It comes on a spool. Printers use two different sizes of filament, 1.75 mm and 3 mm. There are a variety of different materials. To learn more about them, check out the Matter Hackers Filament Guide. Extruder. The extruder is the core of the printer. It is where the plastic gets drawn in, melted, and pushed out. It is essentially a fancy hot glue gun. It is small, but it is where most of the printer's technology is located. The extruder consists of two parts. The hot end and the cold end. The cold end has a motor that draws the filament in and pushes it through. The hot end is where the filament gets melted and squirted out. Direct drive versus Bowden extruders. On direct drive printers, the hot end and cold end are connected together, one on top of the other. The filament goes straight down through the cold end and into the hot end. With a Bowden setup, the hot end and cold end are separated. The cold end will be stationary and bolted somewhere onto the printer's frame. The filament is pushed through a long tube called a Bowden tube to the hot end. This means that the printer has less weight to move around. Hot gear. This gear bites the filament and pushes it down through the hot end. Idler gear. The idler is a spring-loaded wheel that pushes the filament up against the hot gear. Most printers have a way to adjust the tension on the idler, so that it neither squeezes the filament too hard or too little. Hot end all metal versus peak PTFE. By not using any plastic insulators in their construction, all metal hot ends are able to reach much higher temperatures and print a wider range of materials. However, they require active cooling. Hot end heat sink / hot end fan. This ensures that heat does not travel up the plastic and melt it prematurely before it reaches the nozzle. This phenomenon is called heat creep and it causes jams, especially with PLA. This fan should be running whenever the hot end is warm. Heater cartridge. The heater cartridge is pretty self-explanatory. It heats the plastic. It is simply a high-power resistor. Almost all modern printers use cartridge heaters, but many older printers used coils of nichrome wire like the kind in a toaster. If you are replacing your heater cartridge, of even your entire hot end, make sure you know if your system is running 12V or 24V. Thermistor / thermocouple / RTD. These are all various types of sensors for determining the temperature of the hot end. They are essentially electronic thermometers. Thermistors are the most common type of sensor, but some printers will use thermocouples for extremely high temperature printing. Nozzle. The nozzle is simply a piece with a small hole for the melted filament to come out of. Nozzles are interchangeable, and come in various sizes. 0.4 mm is normal, while you might use a smaller nozzle for finer detail or a larger nozzle to print faster. Nozzles can also sometimes get clogged. This is one of the most common issues with 3D printers. See this article for advice on unclogging your nozzle. Layer cooling fan. This fan cools off the plastic immediately after it is deposited by the nozzle. It helps the object hold its shape. The slicer will turn this fan on and off under different circumstances, depending on what material you are printing. It is not to be confused with the heat sink fan, which cools the hot end itself and not the printed object. Delta versus Cartesian. Cartesian printers move one or two motors along each of the X, Y, and Z axes, and the name was derived from the Cartesian coordinate system. They typically have a rectangular build area and the printers themselves tend to have a cube-like shape. The Lulzbot Mini is a fine example of these types of printers. Delta printers have three arms that come together in the center to suspend the extruder above the build area. Deltas also use a Cartesian coordinate system to move around in, but instead of moving one motor per axis at a time, all three arms move at different rates or times to precisely move the nozzle with triangulation. The SEMI CNC Rostock Max V2 is a prime example of a Delta printer. Please visit our site to www.uniquesoftwaredev.com for more information on software development companies in Dallas.